Shalom, everybody. Right before Yaakov and Esav meet for the first time in 20 years, Yaakov is left alone and he wrestles some sort of man. And as I mentioned in previous FMTs, this was no ordinary man. Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us, based on the Medrash in Breishis Rabba Parsha Ayin Ches, that this man, this Ish, was actually Saro Shel Esav, this natural or supernatural man, this emissary, this messenger from Esav. And therefore, every pasuk, every detail in this struggle is critical, and it teaches us important lessons. One of those lessons comes from what happens at the end of the wrestling match, at the end of the struggle. After Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed, Vayishal Yaakov Vayomer Hagida Nashemecha. Yaakov asked this angel, this Saro Shel Esav, please tell me your name. And Vayomer Lama Zetishal Ishmi. And this man replied, why do you ask what my name is? Vayavarech Oso Sham. And this man blessed Yaakov there. And this is an incredibly enigmatic pasuk. Why does Yaakov care what this man's name is? And what answer does Yaakov get? He gets no answer. This man asks Yaakov, why do you want to know what my name is? And that's it. Yaakov doesn't push any further. And then we hear that Yaakov gets a bracha? What does this all mean? These questions are asked by Rav Yehuda Lev Chasman. Rav Chasman died in 1936. He was one of the main leaders of the Musar movement in the early 20th century. Rav Chasman was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Chevron Yeshiva, and he had been a Talmud of the Altar of Kelm. Rav Chasman says the following idea, found in the Sefer Lekach HaYeshiva. Lekach HaYeshiva is a sefer which is a summary of many Divrei Torah and Divrei Musar said in the name of Rav Chasman, written by his students, and it's found in the Sefer Lekach HaYeshiva on page Nun Gimel in the section entitled Sodo Shel Yetzer. I have to add parenthetically that much of what I'm sharing is my understanding of Rav Chasman with some additions, but if something is unclear, that's clearly my fault and not Chas V'Shalom Rav Chasman's. In any case, says Rav Chasman, what's going on here with the whole encounter with the angel? What's your name? Why are you asking my name? And he gets a bracha. Rav Chasman says that before Yaakov encountered Esav, Yaakov had to encounter Esav's sar, a personification of his Yetzer Hara, of the Satan. And during this struggle, Yaakov asked for this, quote, this man's name. And the reply is, why are you asking me what my name is? And says Rav Chasman, this was not an evasive answer. He wasn't trying to deflect the question. If he was, Yaakov would press to get an answer or to explain why he was asking. Yaakov asked this man what his name was. How was he to be called? How was he to be defined? And Yaakov got his answer. This man answered the question clearly and directly. He said, Lama ze tishal lishmi. I am the Yetzer Hara, and I work best when you don't ask, when you don't inquire, when you don't probe, just do. When does Esav work best? When does the Yetzer Hara work best? When you don't stop, when you don't think. Don't ask why you should skip this mitzvah, just skip the mitzvah. Don't ask what benefit this sin will get you, just do it. Esav's messenger and the Esav in each one of us, so to speak, asks us, you want to know my name? You want to know my essence? You want to know who I am? You want to know what makes me tick? The answer is, Lama Zeti Shali Shmi. The answer is, don't ask. The answer is, don't look into me too deeply. That is the answer that Yaakov received. And that's why Yaakov didn't pursue this any further. He got his answer. And once Yaakov understood that that is who Esav is, once Yaakov got a handle on what the Yetzer Hara is, then vayivarech oso sham, Yaakov indeed got a bracha, the bracha to know what Esav is and who he is, so that he can avoid Esav's traps at all costs. Have an amazing day, everyone!